Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, we pray that God will minister to you and bless you. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. But before we go into the message that God has laid on my heart for this week, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God. And Lord, that regardless of the things that we go through, Lord, we remember our past. We are living in this present hour, in this present day. Lord, the future belongs to you. Only by the Spirit of God can you reveal things for our own lives that you would have us do. But Lord, you have designed that so that we could depend on you, we could rely on you, we would focus on you. Because Lord, Jesus said, who of us, you know, by worrying or thinking can add a cubit to their height or do that which would seemingly be a light thing to do? We can't do the things that our own human strength even at times says is impossible. But Father, we hold on to that promise that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And Lord, I know many are listening now who feel they are being tested to the other limit of their strength. But God, your grace is sufficient. As I look back at times in my own life when it seemed, as I think back, it's like, I don't know how I got through that time, but it was your grace. And so, Father, I pray for your abundant grace, your strength, your wisdom and discernment to be given to all of your children, but especially those who are struggling right now in a very difficult situation. Lord, sometimes we seem so hemmed in, there's nowhere to turn. There's no human agency, there's no friend, there's no loved one that can really show us the way. But, Father, Jesus was described in the Word of God as the light of the world. And so I pray, Father, that your light will bring illumination and strength to the path that your beloved is walking right now, so that they will have a peace and a confidence and an assurance that you are with them and that you are going to lead them into that place that you have for them in the Spirit and even naturally, Lord. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I would like to, and Lord, also we do want to ask your anointing on the Word of God. Even though, Lord, sometimes we share familiar scriptures, give us by the Spirit of Revelation greater understanding, greater depth of insight to the profound wisdom and truth of your word. We claim that, Lord. We cannot do it in our own strength. But even as Paul received mysteries of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, so, Father, not only for our own lives, but, Lord, for an understanding of you and your ways, that we may be more effective ambassadors for you, we ask for that revelation knowledge to be granted to us, that your word, Lord, would be anointed to our hearts, anointed to our minds, anointed to our spirits, and we would receive it and rejoice in it and bless you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, the title of the message I'm going to be sharing with you this week is Power to Become the Sons of God. And that is a fascinating scripture, and I'd like to read it in context. It's found in the opening chapter of the book of John, chapter 1, and that particular verse is verse 12. But let's go up a few verses, and I'll share the verses that precede that particular verse. He was in the world, this is referring to Jesus, and the world was made by him. We know that he upholds all things that do exist now. Not only did he create them, but he's upholding them by the word of his power. And the world knew him not. He was not he came to his own, and his own received him not. That's what verse 11 says. Because they did not have the spiritual understanding. And those that were perhaps best equipped to have known the scriptures should have welcomed him, but they were the ones who were his greatest opposition, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the lawyers. But the poor and the ignorant and the unlearned, they received him gladly. They received the truth that came from his lips, the good news of the gospel. And in verse 12, it says, well, verse 11 again now, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, and that's true today, for those who hear the good news, the message of salvation, those who will are in a place they can actually take it in and receive that good news and act on it, then the Word of God tells us something amazing. He gave them, if you are saved, once you've taken that initial step, we then have the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, this is a very familiar passage of scripture, I trust, but what is he saying in that? We have his power. We didn't have it on our own, but he gave us power to become the sons of God, to become those people that God created us to be in the beginning. We are born in this time. There are generations that have preceded us, but God chose you and me for this time in which we are living. And while sin has made the world always a difficult place to be, Paul does talk and warn Timothy. He said, in the end times, perilous times shall come. And so I believe God has chosen us, each one of us, to be alive at this time, regardless of how young you may be, how old you may be. God has you alive at this moment for a particular purpose. If he didn't, if it was your time to go home, well, he would take you home. But the fact that you're still listening and hearing and able to live your life means that God still has yet something for you to do. And it would be good to take the advice of Paul. Paul says, I do not judge myself. So don't feel that you are ineffectual, that your contribution is so minuscule, is so unimportant. God has placed each one of us in the body of Christ, and the only thing that matters is that we are obedient to him. After all, remember the thief on the cross? He did not live a godly life. He was on that cross, crucified next to Jesus. This is the good thief, if you will. He recognized who Jesus was, and all he said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus said, this day will you be with me in paradise. That's all it took. He had a revelation of the Son of God. And once we have that revelation, it's different for each one of our lives. But once we have that, whether you receive Jesus as a child, or whether you're up in years, or whether you're in the middle of your years, you're a mature person in the fullness of activity of life that accompany our mature years, regardless of when you received Jesus, he has a power available to you that I believe none of us has tapped fully to the extent that he would have us experience his power. And so that's what we're going to be looking at. Sometimes we want to get so deep and so profound, we miss the revelation, the depth of the simplest of scripture. He's telling us in this scripture, in John 1 and 12, that we have power to become the sons of God. In other words, obviously, once we're saved, we are a child of God. But with that sons of God, there's a reference in that to the maturity of the stature of Jesus Christ. That's why God gave fivefold ministry. I'm not going to turn. If you've listened any length of time, you know I repeat that often. He gave prophets, apostles, pastors, evangelists, teachers, for the work of the ministry, that the body could be edified so that all of us working together could accomplish God's purposes. And so, beloved, you have the ability, if you're saved, to become who God says you can be, even to them that believe on his name. And we believe on his name. Remember the words of Jesus? I don't know the particular scripture reference, but he said, "Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name, but now I want you to ask the Father in my name, and he will give it to you." Praise God. Let me read another translation of John 1 and 12. This is the Living Bible. "But to all who received him, he gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was to trust him to save them," literally to believe on his name. And yes, that does certainly refer to the fact that all we have to do is to believe on Jesus, to trust him for our salvation. And yet that is just the opening stanza, if you will. It's just the opening episode of our walk with Jesus. We are saved. And then it's a day-to-day adventure, a daily growth in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, I've served the Lord for decades, but I am hungrier now for the reality and the power of God than I ever have been in my entire life. And I pray daily for my UCM partners, for my radio family, that we will have that hunger and that we will fill the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, strength, with all of our might and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves, even as he has loved us. There's no fear in love. Beloved, that's what the scriptures say. Perfect love casts out fear. Well, we have much to learn in this walk, and I do invite you to tune in tomorrow as we've just gotten into the message. But let's find out together what it means to be a son of God and the power that's available to us to achieve that goal. Praise God. Well, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.